Good afternoon, Amit Raj.
Good afternoon, Renu.
So you've been working in the Oroville Dental Clinic for about 5 years.
Yes, I started in 2010.
Yeah. And you're a dentist. Tell us a little bit about yourself first. You've been a dentist for how long?
I have been a dentist for 20 years now. And I have a very varied and a long experience in many geographical areas, from the mountains to the deserts and three countries. I have the license to practice in 3 countries. And I think each experience has been enriching me and pushing me towards where I finally had to come. And I really feel I belong to this place.
How lucky we are. Tell us a little bit, you say mountains, deserts?
Yes, my husband is an army officer, and I have never been lucky enough to stick to one place. Or maybe I have been lucky enough not to stick to one place. And wherever he got posted, I got opportunities to work in different environments. When I was younger, I would pick up government jobs. So I got, when he was on a diplomatic posting to Bhutan in Thimphu, I got the opportunity to work at their highest level, the National Referral Hospital, which is equivalent to our AIMS. And I had nice experience there because we had JICA from Japan. We had the SMILE train from America who would work with us. And there was a lot of school outreach programs. And then there was a special program for monks. So instead of the monks sitting in a monastery high up in the mountain somewhere coming to the dentist with the hygienist and the assistant would carry the small bits of things that we could, the instruments and the materials, climb up the mountain, take one entire day to reach up, do the small thing for the monk and come back.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
How exciting. So you had a portable dental equipment? Or
portable.
My goodness. Okay, so you've been in Oroville for 5 years. Tell us a little bit about the dental center. It started about 30 years ago?
Yes, Dr. Jack, who is the founder of Oroville Dental Center, he came to Oroville, he says, as a human being first. But when he came here, he wanted to be the dentist of Oroville.
He is.
Yes. And initially, he did not have much. So he started treating patients from the community and the villages around under a tree, just on a chair, a normal chair, and whatever little he had. And slowly, he gathered some instruments. And there are pictures of him without a shirt, you know, shirtless in the heat and humidity of Pondicherry. And he's trying to treat the villagers. He was not comfortable with the equipment. He was not comfortable with the conditions. And he started searching. And his search took him especially because he wanted to be comfortable, the patient to be comfortable and himself to be comfortable while he was treating. Mm-hmm. It took him to a new concept. It took him to discover a new way of treating the patients called proprioceptive derivative dentistry. The zero concept developed by Dr. Beach, who is an American dentist settled in Japan for, I think, 50 years now. I'm not sure, but more than 50 years. And so he went to Japan. He got trained in the concept. And luckily, he has that dynamism in him in which he could arrange for things to be brought from Japan and duplicated in Oroville.
So as a patient, I noticed the big difference is that when we come to the dental clinic, we don't sit in a chair, we lie down.
Yes.
So that makes us more comfortable. What is it like for the dentist?
Oh, it's wonderful. I won't have it in any other way. And I think as a dentist, I can be very, very precise, one, and then I can go on for hours without getting tired. And it's like meditation. When I treat my patients, I'm completely focused, no disturbance. I have, luckily, through Dr. Jack, I have assistants who are very well trained and they know what to do and how to do.
So you feel that having the patient in this lying position actually helps you makes your work better and more
it
focused.
It does. Focus and precision. Precision is something that we miss on the other chair.
Tell me, the dental clinic doesn't only treat Aurevillians, it has this big outreach. Tell me a little bit about the outreach programs of the dental.
Yes, so it's the dental outreach program is for the Auroville bioregion. And we have 10 sub-centers in the various villages. And we have 10 trained health workers, trained by Dr. Jack in the concept. These sub-centers, they treat and make the local population aware about oral hygiene, the basic checkups, and small treatments like scaling and ART fillings. That is just small fillings basically for the school children. Okay. And sometimes for the adults. And when these ladies pick up some disease, some dental caries which cannot be treated by them, or some other diseases of the oral cavity, they refer to the clinic, the village clinic, which is supposed to be taking care of the villagers. But the village center also takes care of a lot of people dependent upon the Aurovillians, the dependents of Aurovillians, I would say.
Okay.
Their family members, their ammas, and also the workers of the commercial units.
So the employees of Auroville, the workers. In the various fields of work are also coming to the dental clinic and to the outreach places, or mostly to this?
Mostly to the health center.
Okay.
Yes. And we have the community clinic, which is for the Aurovillians and the guests of Auroville.
Okay. And I remember Jacques telling me that he could see that the oral health had changed along with diet here and being able to see it in the teeth.
Yes.
And as the apparent wealth increased, so did the more refined product. And as a result, the teeth... He could actually see a degradation in the health of the teeth.
Yes,
it's very ironic, isn't it?
Yes, although now they have the access to brushes and toothpastes, but at the same time, yes, the sugary and the refined stuff, more refined carbohydrates, they are leading to a lot of caries. But what I feel when I compare even Pondicherry and the Auroville bioregion, the awareness is more through the sub-centers that we have.
I see.
Although we cannot say that they are 100% free of oral diseases, but at least the awareness is there.
And this is shared. The sub-centers are also where the Auroville Health Center works. So you combine your efforts with the health center. How does that work?
Yes, sometimes we share our health workers with the health center.
Okay.
Yes, and some of the health workers. So you can say each health worker has some medical background, and they also have the dental background. Some of them have opted to work only for the health center, or some are there who have opted to work only for the dental also. So we have around two or three ladies who work only as dental health workers, not as the medical health workers.
Okay, and how many people do you treat Amitaj, like this? What kind of population are we covering? I mean, what is the bioregion is 30, 40,000 people?
Yes, the village population is about 25,000. But then you can say, yes, about 30 to 40, because it's not only the Auroville bioregion. Since the program has been running for more than 30 years, like something like 30 years, there are a lot of people who have heard about it. And we get patients even from places like Muthialpet, Kalapet, which is not really the bioregion of Auroville.
Yeah.
It's not where our outreach program is functional, but they have heard about us and they come to the village clinic.
That's great.
Yes.
So you feel like that a lot more awareness because of all of this outreach work. So you feel that oral health, the people around here are more aware about oral health?
Surely, yes, definitely. Yes. And Surya Gandhi herself, she goes to the villages, she goes to schools, and in the past she has even gone house to house, making people aware about oral hygiene, the good food, the bad food, and she makes it fun. She actually makes jokes out of it in Tamil, and you know the local people, they love it when she does.
She's a very good educator. Yes. And also the children are not so afraid of her. Usually children are a little bit nervous about dentists.
She goes to the Oroville schools also, and I think children enjoy when she talks about all these things. Yes.
Tell me, what is the you were saying that you were treating under the trees in the health center, and then in the cyclone came along, and now you're in. Tell me, what's the situation? Yes. What is the real situation?
So this center, which is in the health center, the dental center, it was built about 30 years back. Not even 30 years back, I would say. Dr. Jack initially started working under the trees. And under the same trees, when he had some money, he built some kind of a shelter, which was prefabricated. And it's old now. It's been there for a long, long time. It has served its utility. But there are some repairs which need to be done. There is some upgradation. Earlier, the waiting room was under the trees. With the cyclone, the first tree went. And now, because of some kind of red ants or some disease with the tree, the second has also gone. So this summer, it's really very difficult because the heat is coming, pseudo-vile, and we have only benches, and they have to wait under the sun.
So what kind of help would you require to sort of build this shed up and make it?
We made an estimate, and if we want to repair the old structure, which would include plumbing and some storage units, some cabinets, and make the whole system a lot more PD friendly than what it is right now, plus a small shelter for the patients, some drinking water, some chairs for them to be comfortable rather than just long wooden benches, I think we would require approximately 1 lakh.
That seems very reasonable.
That is reasonable.
$2,000. Wait, I want our listeners to remember that if they would like to help the dental clinic with its outreach work, to please consider contributing. And the number in the dental clinic is 2514-9090. And as always, the way to donate is you can go to the Gateway, Oroville Gateway Donation. Google donations to Oroville. You'll find your way there. And there you precise the activity and the number. And that would be great because I think you guys do a terrific work. Tell me a little bit about you and Oroville. So we've been in Oroville for 5 years.
Yes.
So was it a shock to arrive here?
Oh, I was pulled here, I would say, looking back. Yes. Can I speak about my journey?
Yes, please do.
It's been beautiful for me. We were in Delhi. I was working in a posh five-star clinic at Delhi, and suddenly my husband gets this posting, and this is not even a place where dentists are posted. Pondicherry, we do not have a large presence of army. He got an opportunity to work on, to do further research on DNA and stem cells, which is available only in two places in India, Hyderabad and Pondicherry. So he came here on attachment to Jipmer. And soon after arriving, like, we came here in 9 days from Delhi. We were just told to pack up and move in 9 days. And at that time, I told him, this is not for you. This is happening for me. And the same thing I had told him when we went to Bhutan on posting. So for me, it was like we arrived for me. And then he did his research work in 3 years and he got posted to Jaipur. I did not move. I could not move. I want to stick here and I feel that I belong here.
So did he go to Jaipur without you?
Yes. For the last 2 years, he is in Jaipur. He comes and visits us. And I'm here with my daughter. My daughter loves it here too. And we've decided to be here. Yes.
Wow, how interesting. So you felt like this journey and this coming to Pondicherry, but did you know anything about the mother, Sri Aurobindo, Oroville? Had you heard of anything before?
We had heard about Oroville in Delhi, We also were associated in some way. My clinic, we used to get patients from the school, Mothers International in Delhi.
Okay.
Including the principal of that school. She was also my patient. But it was just that. There was no connection with Mother and Sri Aurobindo at a deeper level. We heard about this beautiful place now they have in Gurgaon where people can go and meditate and do a lot of other stuff. And then we were just, okay, Auroville. And then when we came here, within the first year, I started getting some kind of experiences. Mm. And Dr. Jack was always there. There was a vacancy, yes. Another coincidence was that as soon as we came, Dr. Nirima, who is closely associated with Dr. Jack, in the past she was, she said, just go and look up Dr. Jack. And at that time, because I've also done my management, so I was like now getting bored of dentistry and I wanted to do something in management, and I was looking for jobs in the first 2 or 3 months in something to do with management. And then after a week, she again asked me, did you go and see? Did you look up Dr. Jack? No, we didn't. At least go and meet him once. And that was it. I came, I spoke to him, and he told me a little about Auroville. And then I was... And the second day, I went to see the health center, and I was in the patient's mouth.
Oh my goodness, so that was very fast. It didn't take a long time.
And then I would also like to tell you that at that time, I also started, as I just mentioned, started getting some experiences. And I would get confused, and I would call my father. They live in Sydney. My parents live in Sydney. And he would say, Minnie, that's what they call me at home, you need a guru. So I went searching. I also spoke about it to Dr. Jack because I take him as a fatherly figure. And he said, okay, go to Srivatsa Ashram. He actually told Vijaya, one of the assistants, take her to Srivatsa Ashram. And then my father said, no, there's a nice guru coming to Bangalore. You go and you get your initiation there. I booked myself, took leave from the clinic for 3 days, and I wanted to go to Bangalore. I didn't go. And then I started getting even stronger experiences. And that was the time when I felt that Mother had held my hand. And once she holds, she never lets you go.
That's true.
Yes.
Can you describe these experiences a little bit? I know these things are difficult to do. Or is it, if it's inside, you don't have to?
It's a little...
personal.
Yes, of course.
And in fact, sometimes they say it's not a good thing to share these things.
But it's so strong. Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. That's so beautiful to hear and touching. And I'm particularly touched because I've been here for so long, and it's just so refreshing and wonderful to see people come more recently and still be touched by the same things that are meaningful to me and that can still feel them, because sometimes we're so, you know, we can see all the things that aren't working or all the conflicts or the frictions and the things that one still is struggling. But behind all of that, there is still something else, you know. I mean, personally, even if Auroville doesn't work, I think it's still a damn good idea and worth trying, you know.
Yes.
So I don't mind even if it's not happening in my lifetime, because I feel good that I spent my lifetime on a cause that I think was worthwhile, you know.
Yes. And I think this place just pushes you to your potential, and it pushes you to... that's Mother's hand, or I don't know. There's something that makes you do better each day. I have been a sincere dentist all my life. And from kings to monks to models and film stars to politicians in Delhi, because I worked in a nice clinic in Delhi. I have treated them all. Because I have been working in so many different places, I have got exposed to doing surgeries and oral lesions in one place, to sophisticated only aesthetic and cosmetic and smile designing in another place. And then in Mahidol University at Bangkok in Thailand, I also got the opportunity to do a lot of maxillofacial prosthesis, the pinna of the ear, the eye, so many extra oral things also. But when I came here, I started getting deeper into even the small treatments. And something pushed me to become less invasive. And the whole thinking as a dentist has started changing. And
so more of a support for the body, as it were, and
yes. Although I have been thinking that I have been holistic all through, because right from my first job, we've been doing homeopathy also, some energy healing also. But the depth that I have felt over here is amazing. Of course, the concept also supports it. The zero concept, which is to moving towards zero.
And tell us a bit about that.
For me personally, zero, which is Dr. Beach's dream, is absence of need for care. That is your perfect zero. And from your center, that is from being healthy completely at zero, you can go towards negative or positive, minus or plus. The whole concept is based on the digits 0 to 9.
Okay.
The way you store your instruments, the way you do your treatments, which are also based on how far away you are from your normal, your zero. So if it is just something to do a checkup, you will be at 1. If you are doing just a cleaning, you will be at 2. And likewise, if you go more and more away from the normal condition of your oral health, you move towards 9. And for me, I don't want to touch those parts any longer. For me, I want the patient to remain in 0 to 2, 3.
Within that range.
Within that range. And even in my treatments, I would like to remain near to 0. So the speed at which I treat patients has slowed down, not only while doing the procedure, but I don't make haste in any longer in jumping to, okay, let's do this. So I need the patients of this consciousness to do that work. People who are in
audible. So do you feel it's because there's not the same kind of pressures in either monetary, or so that your decisions can be made a little bit differently? Or do you think that's an inner journey that you've come on? Or what helps to bring that about? Because I'll just tell you, for the radio, for example, most radios are very concerned about time, and we're not concerned about time.
Yes, that is one factor. And of course, we are not pushed into making money also. But then most of the places where I have worked previously also, we were not getting pushed to make money. I have been lucky to work in ethical places. This is something deeper. This is something...
It's like an intuition, perhaps?
Yes. It's more of a sensation. And many times I find myself closing my eyes and then, okay, what is it that we can do? And the patients work on themselves over here. That is the difference. Especially the Aurovillians, people from ashram. I cannot do this kind of treatment on any lay person. So if I have to go, say, if there is an abscess and there is something going wrong with the tooth and root canal has already been done. I'm just talking about a case that I got recently. And in a normal clinic, the treatment procedure would be remove this tooth and put an implant. But here, because of the consciousness of my patients, I'm able to go slow. The periodontium, the gums, the bone was in a healthy condition. So both of us decided that we are going to work on it at an inner level also. And it is improving.
Incredible.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
So, in fact, what we're talking about is a kind of, so it's a little bit of that consciousness actually in one's own healing, in one's own body, participating in all of these things that we read about and hope for, it's actually happening.
Yes. I think maybe 30 years later we can start transforming rather than treating.
That'll be wonderful. Amitaj, I think we'll invite you once again. But I think this is a very exciting and very interesting project. What else is happening in... Tell us a little bit about what's happening in the next steps with the Dental Center.
So the next steps, it's vision of Dr. Jack and Surya Gandhi to take the whole concept to the national level. And Dr. Jack has already been made the advisor with the National Rural Health Mission. And they are in future, they would be interested in replicating this system, although they have a lot of paperwork to deal with, and at the ministerial level, they have a lot of stuff to do. But they have it in their mind to replicate it in rest of India, rural India, one thing. And second, some corporates are getting interested in the kind of work, especially the kind of work that Surya Gandhi is doing. So they have already invited her, and Dr. Jack also went to Gujarat. And this summer, they will be even going to Uttarakhand. So the Auroville Dental Center, it's spreading.
And there, they're spreading the dental health education method?
Yes. Yes. So what they're basically doing is, because the infrastructure is not there.
There is... In rural India.
In rural India and in the places that they visit.
Okay.
It's just benches, tables, and the equipment that they take from here. So what they are doing is the kind of work that the health workers are doing in the Auroville bioregion. Sometimes the health workers would accompany them, and they are doing the same kind of treatment for untouched or places where people have never seen dentists. They have never visited dentists. There are no dentists that they are aware about. So they are talking to them about oral health education. They are doing some small treatments also. Whatever they can do in the 10 days or 12 days or 15 days that they can spend with them.
How many dentists are there actually in India for the population there is? There must be a figure.
How
many people go without a dentist in India? It must be a lot.
Oh, yes, I think about 70% of the rural population
never sees a dentist. So this is a very important program for the future generations.
It is health. Yes.
So after this visit in Gujarat, hopefully there will be more visits in other parts of the nation.
I think so. Yes, because at the national level, the talks are already going on.
Great.
And hopefully the Gujarat story will be initially at least for 5 years. And then we hope to train their own women, and then they can take care of themselves. Of course, they will be from time to time.
There will be refresher
courses. Yes.
And they will require, a lot of the preventive care can be done and the education can be done. But how, if there's something important that needs to be done, they still need access to clinics, don't they?
Yes. So clinics cannot be eliminated entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen it personally that the rural programs, that the kind of program that is being followed over here, there is a lot of difference between the understanding of the patient, because now in the village center, I have patients who are coming to me even for bridges and implants. They come and they ask about it because they have the basic awareness. Otherwise, in rural India, even if you talk to them about doing a filling, they would rather, okay, after a few years, the tooth will fall down and we can do without it. There's a lot of difference.
So that's very exciting. So we're putting this, you guys are part and parcel of helping put back the smile on people's faces.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Renu.